Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Wilde and Tausch gave to you a program. We're on today. Edition. What day is it? It's Friday, yes? Edition? It's Friday.
Wow.
I'm all messed
actually,
up.
Actually, it's a Packers Saturday, Jason.
That's true. In their world, it is Saturday. In our world, it's Friday, December 26th. In the year of our Lord, 2025 edition. And the everything we always do on Fridays to get you ready for a Packers game. Packers, Ravens, and the Packers are already qualified for the playoffs edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. Now I got to make sure I get this right. On 100.5 ESPN Madison. 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Check. ESPNWisconsin.com. The ESPN app. Your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video. Twitter. Facebook. And both ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube channel and ESPN Madison's YouTube channel. And, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Got to head over to Lambeau Field, do my Channel 3 stand-ups a little bit later today. But otherwise, all is quiet at those hallowed grounds until tomorrow night for Packers-Ravens. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Wearing his ladies' Packers shirt again.
No one else in the office today, so I figured today's the day to bring back the ladies' shirt.
Yep. You know, I know that there are people that think we're a little bit hard on you, but you do have some quality comedic timing. You really deserve, and I have said this many times privately and publicly, you are great for our show, and we appreciate you, and I know you need a pat on the back, so there it is. And speaking of pats on the back, it is the Packers Hall of Famer, the straw that stirs this Tito's-infused beverage that is this program. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. Everybody have a good Christmas, Christmas Eve. We've, you know, had most of the week off. How have Jesse, by the way, thank you so much for coming in today. Not you, Jason. We know you work, and you're over at Lambeau on Christmas Eve.
I was. That's true.
We get it. But Jesse, hey, only guy in the office. You stepped up. Kudos to you.
Only guy in, I think, three offices if we really want to start counting, but that's okay. We don't have to do that.
You mentioned Christmas Eve.
I just was Becca excited that you had to work today?
Well, Becca also had to work today, which is really the only reason why I said I would come in today. So thank you to her for working, which then prompted me to instead of
sitting... Who's a harder worker? You or Becca?
Oh,
if,
Becca,
if you're 100%. Pulling your friends.
Come on.
Not even close.
Yeah.
I can't believe you even asked that.
I would love to be sitting on my couch.
I was trying to be nice.
I would love to be sitting on my couch with a cup of tea watching Stranger Things right now, but instead, here we are. Ho, ho.
So can I ask this? This is a question that I'm a little dumbfounded. And again, I know everybody's got stuff going on. I get it, man. I get it. Yeah. Jason, you have stuff going on. This is your job, which is an important part. Family's first, and you got.
Yeah.
Is this a fair comp? If you would have said to us, all right, you guys take the. Because in essence, there's a lot of days. Between Christmas Eve, everybody's kids are out of school, so we get all that. Is this similar, like if an accountant would say, you know what, it's tax day, I'm taking 2 weeks off April 7th to the 22nd? Is that a similar, if someone said that, would they say that's fairly accurate or not?
No.
I'm asking.
I know.
I had someone say that to me, and it kind of, it was like, I actually agree with you. I understand where you're coming from on that.
I think
this is the meat of our job, is it not?
Yeah. Look, first of all,
Jesse,
volleyball season, college football season, and some of the other earlier parts of the October is.
Oh yeah,
the meat.
Because Jesse, quick question for you. Yeah, how much time do we spend talking Wisconsin women's volleyball and all the other stuff compared to the Packers? Is it 90-10, or is that unfair?
We should talk about them more because they're the second winningest team in the state of Wisconsin behind the women's hockey team, which we also don't talk enough about. There.
Okay. I actually think that'd be a good idea for a little digi-only. Jesse Nelson, just break it. I think that's a good idea. All right, Jason, I don't want to get into the weeds too much, but I thought that was an interesting point someone said to me, and I thought it was interesting.
Was that Patrick?
No.
Okay. I would say this. I would say because and knowing a few accountants, I don't think we can do the April 7th through the 22nd because I would say that would be, you know, if they were on a playoff run, because that's their Super Bowl for accountants, obviously, right?
Did we not just get into the playoffs?
We did. Okay. But I would say it's just a little bit early. I would say it's more
I agree.
March like 26th through April 8th.
So that's quick question for you.
I totally agree with whoever said
How many accountants do you know? Do you know a bunch of accountants? You know enough, right?
I think I know four of them.
I know a shocking amount of accountants.
Yeah, accountants are popular. It's a popular profession. I would say almost every accountant I know at the end of the calendar year is super busy, and they are busy from about March Madness till April 15th. I would say that's like if they're off in the summer. I like to look at us. We're very much like accountants
and teachers.
You want to take off August teachers? No, we're nothing like teachers.
Some of us are more like teachers than others. We don't have to go down that road.
Yeah. Anyways, yesterday
I might drop in there, Jesse.
Yesterday I thought was very telling, and I think should be another stark reminder of what I've said for years and what I think Packer fans sometimes need. Look, I got this for Christmas, a little Packers stress helmet.
How long do we give that to last?
Oh, that's nice.
History of destroying stress.
Well, this has no gel in it. I also got a gel one, and that one it probably won't make it to the new year. This one I'll probably end up ripping.
A gel one. Like it's made of gel, or it's
gel. It's not like gel.
Face.
It's a little squish. It's a little squishier.
I thought it might be Jesse, gel.
You know, it could be. We could draw gel. We could draw gel on it. Put gel's picture on it. Anyways, don't you think that what happened to the Detroit Lions this season is a great reminder and example of how blank and hard it is to win consistently in this league and to be in the playoffs? The Lions are in the meat of their window with this great, talented group that they've had. They had their opportunity, and Dan Campbell said it after the NFC Championship game that they blew a 17-point lead. This may have been our shot. And he is probably going to be right. And to see, they didn't have, yes, their secondary got beat up, but they didn't have, they had most of their stars for the whole season. Yeah, I know Laporta got hurt. Mm-hmm. I get it. But their wideouts were healthy. Their O-line was healthy for the most part. Their quarterback was healthy, and both of their running backs were healthy. And for them to score 10 points in a gotta-have-it game, it just shows you how difficult this is. And Detroit isn't there where the Green Bay Packers and some of these other teams that just continuously get in. You could also talk about the Chiefs. Could also talk about the team we're playing Saturday. But the Packers over this run, and yes, it's only two championships, it's pretty. It just continues to remind me how blank and impressive this run has been. Because how many other teams have done it? Not many.
You know what it reminded me? It reminded me that having a really good offensive play caller and really good coordinators really matters.
Wow.
Like, they lost.
More so than a head coach.
Well, it depends if the head coach is the offensive play caller or not, right? That's the caveat I would add. But, like, Dan Campbell was not the offensive play caller. And they were wildly inconsistent offensively after he took over, right? And look, it's not the play caller's fault that the quarterback turned the ball over five times and they turned it over six times
six
total.
Six turnovers, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Crazy.
But, like, if I'm Ben Johnson today, I'm obviously getting my team ready for the 49ers on Sunday night, but I'm puffing out my chest a little bit, right? Those guys aren't without me. Their defense was not, despite, I understand they had secondary injuries, but clearly Aaron Glenn made some measure of difference with their defense. That's why both those guys got head coaching jobs. You saw the brain drain happen to Nick Sirianni. And then the guys he replaced the departed head coaches with, both of them got fired, right? He changed both coordinators the next year. And then he lost Kellen Moore as a head coach, and look at their offense again, right? Like, that stuff matters. And so I think,
Jay,
that's part
of
it.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
This is a very good, very great point. Do you think that the Green Bay Packers' lack of brain drain, and McCarthy was a stickler about not letting coordinators leave.
He was a blocker.
Even though maybe some would have liked them to leave. Do you think that Green Bay, part of this stability, besides having Rodgers and Favre, is that they hired Mike Holmgren, play caller, Mike McCarthy, head coach, play caller, Matt LaFleur, head coach, play caller, Mike Sherman, head coach, play caller. Is that fair?
Yeah. I do think that that's important. And this is why I always, and look, you are entitled to disagree with me if you wish. I think that there are moments where Matt LaFleur does things that give you ammunition to say, well, maybe he shouldn't be the play caller if he's, you know, leaning over a desk on the sideline with his back to the field while it's the game is going on. It's a very fair critique. I do think that that matters. You have to have somebody who's good at it. And I think people underestimate, even though he's been voted as one of the top play callers by defensive coordinators throughout the league multiple times, I think people probably take a little bit of that part of how good he is for granted. And that comes with being a play caller. People second guess you. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. So I get that.
I don't know. Did we underestimate that? Because didn't we all say that they were going to have some serious struggles? And I recall saying how great it was that Green Bay got Detroit right out of the gates because that transition was going to take a while. And if you had to say right now, if you were a Detroit Lions fan and or owner, and they could do a redo, would they keep Ben Johnson and let Dan Campbell go? I mean, is that kind of what you're asking? Because if Ben Johnson is calling the plays this year, I would say this. There is no way that team doesn't make the playoffs.
I agree. 100%. I agree with
Josh. So how do you answer my question?
Like the shirt says.
They're going to be a last-place team in the NFC North, most likely.
Well, if the Packers beat the Vikings and they...
If the Lions and Vikings tie...
The Packers got to have it next week.
If the Lions and Vikings tie, the Vikings beat them both times.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. So they did the Packers thing, right? Have they lost to the Bears once, or did they beat the Bears? They got to play them one more time.
They beat the Bears.
So they could. They beat the Bears. If the Bears beat them, if they have something to play for in that finale still,
1-5.
They could go 1-5 like the Packers did. And their one win would be against the Bears. It's bizarre world. I'm turning into George. I think that that would be a tempting question to ask, especially when you add the fact that he has turned around the Bears and turned around Caleb Williams. And Jared Goff has good numbers, but obviously has had some real stinkers of games when they were important games. So the only thing I would say is Dan Campbell is such a crucial part of their culture, right? Of who they are, their identity.
I agree, but if you kind of were making the argument that that's not the case. Like, he is the heartbeat, right? But someone did this yesterday, and I was thinking about you after I heard it. And that is because you always fight me that Dan Campbell didn't say this, and maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But they said, this Lions team is now the team that gets drug out to sea and drowned, not the ones doing the dragging. The Minnesota Vikings took them out to sea. Isn't that culture that Dan Campbell created? I'm going to drown you out in the deep part of the sea. And now yesterday, KOC drug him out to sea and drown him?
Yeah, you don't expect that from
so
KOC.
Is that
he seems
culture?
Like such a nice guy.
Is it the culture, if that's what's happening?
Look, I would say this, and obviously the Vikings had a lot to do with this, so I don't want to take credit away from them. But you turn the ball over 6 times. Those aren't all because the Vikings defense was that awesome, right? Maybe 3 of them are. Maybe even 4 of them are. But
Jimmy.
The arid snap, when you got a chance to go take the lead?
Jimmy, they didn't turn it over much all season till yesterday.
Jimmy who?
I'm trying to
Jimmy
do a
crack
Nance
horn?
Wildy type deal.
No, oh, okay. Wildy. Sure. Jimmy. I got you. Maybe. All I know is I saw a good chunk of that, even though I really don't like having to flip between different streaming services. Not a fan. Not a fan at all. I did have a question about Christmas Eve and how people view that, but we need to get you ready for Packers-Ravens. The Packers clinch a playoff berth with the Lions' defeats.
Anybody else not remotely excited about that? I still think we can win the division.
So the path to the division title remains clear. Packers beat the Ravens. Packers beat the Vikings. 49ers beat the Bears. Lions beat the Bears. Your Green Bay Packers are the NFC North champs.
We could still, there's a legit way to be the 2 seed out of this whole deal yet, too, which I had written off. Philly can lose to Buffalo. I thought they were all NFC East threats. They got to play at Buffalo this weekend.
Yeah.
They are predicted to.
Let's go get that 2 seed.
The line at the Hard Rock has Buffalo favored in that game. Yeah.
We will get you ready for this. My only question, which I would like you to...
For Christmas Eve? Did you go get a? Did you go watch a show with Bradshaw?
No, although tonight would be a good night to head down there.
Did you go play some table games with Perry Alvarez?
So our Christmas plans got very upended yesterday. Both my mom and dad are sick. So shout out to them. Hope they're feeling okay. But we did not go by them yesterday as originally planned.
Get well soon.
Somehow this resulted in our dog staying over at our my brother-in-law's house, Becca's brother, for 2 nights. So we're pretty free.
It's just the two of you? No wonder you're working.
We can go to the Hard Rock. We can watch shows. We can get Chinese food and sit on the floor and eat it and not worry about the dog trying to eat it. We can do whatever we want for the next 2 days. This is pretty great.
On a list of you can do whatever you want, you put eating Chinese food on the floor without your dog trying to eat it?
Yeah. You know, he's always in there. He's sure he's begging for food all the time. It's nice to do whatever you want.
You guys are wild and crazy, man. That's just wild. You know what else is wild? The great deals that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin have going on right now.
And we're starting to wind down. It's hard to find that good bargain during the shopping season, but Pella wants to make everybody's holiday brighter and clearer through beautiful new windows. Zero interest for up to 24 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And Pella's elves, they install year-round and can finish installation in as little as a day. But hurry up, this deal ends December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
All right, so I have one Christmas-related question, and then we will also get you ready for Packers-Ravens, and we'll discuss them. There's a few things I want to bring up, including an interesting exchange we had with Josh Jacobs, who is now off the injury report, so he will play unquestionably.
It's something.
I'm not sure what exactly was going on there. I want to discuss that as well. But here's the question I want you to ponder. What is the proper
Ponder.
Christian Ponder. Christian Okoye.
I think that's it.
Well, no, then you go the Christian part. Christian Watson.
Leitner.
Leitner. Yeah. There's another one. Good one. Former guest on this program.
Hans.
Hans Christian Andersen. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're Anderson Cooper. You're a guy.
There you go.
I knew you. I'm like Oz the Mentalist. I knew that was
Cecil
coming.
Cooper.
Cecil Fielder.
That's exactly where I was going to go next, although it's Cecil.
For the ball.
Okay. Can I just ask my Christmas question, please?
Chuck Cecil. Absolutely you can, Chuck.
I need blood running down the front of my nose. What is the proper amount of work on Christmas Eve? Like, where should the work day end? So, because Paula and the girls...
I know the answer.
Because Paula and the girls went to her mom's house... and I was at Lambeau all day, and we were talking to Jeff Hafley at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and I don't think Jeff Hafley wanted to be there either. We'll talk about that and get you ready for Packers-Ravens tomorrow night. More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Ravens tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. The Ravens
Boy,
are still...
they a hot mess, huh, Jay?
They've got some shoes, not to be confused with the Nike Dunks that Jordan Love got for all of his teammates.
In your 30 years, have you ever written a piece, and I don't know the name of the beat dude from Baltimore that basically said Lamar Jackson
Mike Preston.
Plays too many video games? Preston?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever written a piece that has drawn the – I mean, you obviously did the interview with Rodgers. Relax. That was fun. That article sent shockwaves through the NFL and through Baltimore.
Yeah, and I haven't seen any – I've seen very tepid denials.
No, it's like, the truth.
Like, yeah, like
denials.
He's not
denials, putting that out there.
Non-denial
right?
denials.
He's not going to put that out there. Exactly. Like, you would never put that out because you know you're going to – when you write something like that, you know blowback's going to be fierce.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
And, again, I don't want to act like, you know, Mr. Capital J Journalism here.
Oh,
but
that's my favorite J.
Yeah, we like
sure
that.
Is. Yeah.
We like when Capital J comes out.
Don't you think that obviously this is not something that Lamar Jackson's camp is thrilled with? But don't you think if you're the Ravens and you're 7-8, you're going to miss the playoffs, and he's missed four games this season, and he has not played at the MVP level? Like, this is what, and I'm sure you've had this conversation with Eleanor and Max, is that, hey, that's great. You've got natural talent. God bless you for it. But if you don't work, sooner or later, your natural talent's not enough. You, whatever point that is. Lamar Jackson is a fantastic football player. He's a two-time MVP. But if he's staying up, you know, till 3 in the morning playing video games or whatever it is he's allegedly doing, and when you don't play well, right, talent outs, as Denny said, like, when you don't play well, then there are questions asked. And if that behavior is compromising his performance, that is a problem. But my question is those sources that Mike Preston has, I'm guessing they work in the building. And I'm guessing they're pissed off at their quarterback because they have not gotten the best from him if that's what's happening. And again, the denial from John Harbaugh was basically, I haven't seen any of that. And I don't trust anonymous sources. He didn't say that's patently false. He has never fallen asleep in a meeting. We don't have any concerns about what he does away from the facility. There was none of that. So his denial told you what you needed to know,
tepid.
Which is this
Very
is what
tepid.
This is what's going on. Yeah. And he will not play. I mean, he's doubtful, so I suppose there's the outside possibility. But as of now, Lamar Jackson is listed as doubtful.
I think we want him to play. He hasn't been very good.
Yeah. Tyler Huntley has had some great moments as a fill-in starter for them.
He made it to,
I'm so glad we're all working together because we're just finishing each other's sentences today
Man,
to beat the Bengals.
If Rashawn Gary sacks Tyler Huntley, that'll be Pro Bowl on Pro Bowl crime.
That's a lot of PBA. That's what we call PBA, Jell. That's a lot of PBA.
The Professional Bowling Association?
Pro Bowl action. Pro Bowl action.
Not to be confused with PDA. All right, so quick question about Christmas, and then I want to get into the quarterback situation. So we're I am fully appreciative of how good of a job
Fortunate
I have.
For your job.
Yes, exactly. But I could tell that Jeff Hafley and Steno, who went last, also, I believe he wanted to get home to his children. there was a little bit of an edge, maybe with some of the questions we asked. But how late should you work on Christmas Eve? What should be the cutoff
I have
time?
This answer. Yeah, I have this answer.
I knew you would.
This is, yeah. I would say the latest, 3 o'clock. That is the latest. Because for most that are going to go, there are no church services that I know of that start before 4. Hmm. And that's obviously a component to it.
Yep.
The stock market closes at noon that day.
On Christmas Eve. I didn't know that.
I would think 3 is the latest. I want my people out of there by 1 or 1:30. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a missed opportunity because, I mean, the Ravens switched their practice schedule because Lamar Jackson, allegedly, likes playing video games like they practice later. I think the Packers could probably move their practice up a little bit, say, let's get everybody out of here by 2:30 or 3 o'clock. I think that would have been fair.
Mm-hmm. And Mike McCarthy was a big stickler for that when you played for him. Like, he wanted...
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
Mike Sherman did that, too.
Yep.
Even Grinder, he loves grinding. He Thanksgiving, all that, he would try to get us out or bring us in later, giving you some time, no question.
So the Packers practiced later yesterday. They practiced at 1:45. They would normally on a week in week Friday, which is what yesterday's schedule technically was, they would have practiced around 11. So he did give them some extra time. All right, speaking of needing extra time.
So what did you end up doing? You ended up having to grind away and ask Steno questions and then drive down to Sheboygan?
No, so Paul and the girls went without me, and then by the time I got home, and I did something else I have not done in my entire gift-giving career. I ran into multiple stores on Christmas Eve moments before they were closing.
You were the
late. Oh, you're the late guy.
I was the late guy this year. On top of it,
you.
Wow,
it's been a tough year, man.
No way.
That's crazy.
I'm not proud of myself.
He doesn't have time to watch shows on any of these streaming services. How on earth could he go shopping?
That's true. Especially after I heard the Beat Corps all discussing Landman, led by Rob Domofsky. So you two can chat it up about Landman.
What was the overall vibe? Because I believe I'm going to give in, and I'm going to start because I don't have any flights planned for
a
while.
It's a problem.
I'm giving in, and I'm going to watch it over this little break.
He said he's only seen the first two episodes. He saw them on a plane to Denver. So apparently Landman is you pick it up while you're flying.
Yeah,
that's
it's
the place
at United or American direct flights. Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, the Packers with extra concern at the quarterback position too, not just the Ravens. Jordan Love has still not cleared the concussion protocol. Now, he may clear it today. I don't know if they would actually proclaim that.
Hey. He's playing.
I agree, but he is technically listed as questionable. So is Malik Willis, who on top of everything else also was missed practice on Wednesday, which was an in-season Thursday, because he was sick. They have a bug going around their locker room as well. Christian Watson is now questionable with an illness. So there's a few issues going on with the Christmas bug. But I think, and this was what I was building to, I don't really have much doubt about Jordan Love playing. I think all the clues that we saw around the facility were encouraging. And Christian Watson talked about him basically without even the caveats until he had to add them at the end of the sentence after he basically proclaimed he was playing. So you know he should be good to go and will have cleared the concussion protocol. And they should, despite a right, which is his throwing shoulder, they should have Malik Willis as well tomorrow night.
Are you gonna pay off this tease about you running into these stores late, or is that
I can pay that off a little bit later in the program. It is
okay.
There were some less than friendly people too. They did not seem to have the other shoppers. Well, they did not seem to have the holiday spirit. I think they were stressed.
If you're being honest, it's gonna be push is gonna come to shove. You're talking deadline. How are you at the end right before a back in the old days when you had deadlines? Were you all cheery-beery when you were trying to write an article at 3 in the morning in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, I was pretty cheery still.
I don't know.
You were already back home by then with the team flights the way they worked out.
Fact check that.
All right. So we need to get to our green and gold game preview, but I wanted to quickly touch on this. So Josh Jacobs, and I wrote about this at Channel 3000 this morning that you can read. Josh Jacobs... We asked him why he didn't go back into the game against the Bears after the fumble, which
great
was with
question.
Like 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. And his response was, I don't really know, which is never good.
That's not a great answer.
And then he added that it was a collective decision. But I'm not sure who was part of that collective. Because then we asked Steno, who, again, I also don't think he liked us questioning the fact that nobody went after Austin Booker after the helmet-to-helmet hit.
Ooh, yeah, he ain't going to like that.
And I would think that there was, in fact, I'm fairly confident there was a discussion with those offensive linemen that are like, look, we don't want you to get kicked out of games or draw penalties, but we kind of need you to get after a guy that does that to your quarterback twice, from what I understand. But when he was asked, when Steno was asked about why Jacobs did not go back in, the quote was, I'm never not going to want Josh Jacobs in the game. I'm never going to not want Josh Jacobs in the game running the ball for us.
Except for the last... 21 minutes.
Right, so Steno...
It's a triple negative.
Right, so is Steno saying that he wanted him in the game? Matt LaFleur was kind of murky in his answer, so I don't know if it's blame the running backs coach. By the way, Emmanuel Wilson was productive, right? 14 carries, 82 yards. Josh Jacobs, 12 carries, 36 yards. It just seemed hinky. It's just weird.
Hinky?
Yeah, it's from hinky? Now you're being Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive. I don't want you guys using words I don't know what they mean. It's weird or strange. You've never seen The Fugitive? I love that movie.
Couldn't you just say it's strange?
That's exactly. I'm going to send Jesse the clip from The Fugitive because you are literally doing The Fugitive. It worked exactly as I'd hoped. Does that seem odd to you, Mark Tauscher?
Yes, it does. It's odd. I would have just thought it was an injury deal, and obviously you put the pill on the ground, you're gonna pay a price. That's how this game works.
Yeah.
And Josh Jacobs, for being the great leader that he is, and you don't want to see someone in that stature. It doesn't feel like the communication there is very good, and I think that's – you just don't want that disconnect at this time of year. You want everybody together, and when there's – when it's that murky, that means something's amiss, and that's not – I don't love that.
Yeah, because, again, if you keep him out for a series after he fumbled, let him gather himself, whatever, fine, right?
Or if, oh, my quad or my knee, it's just not there.
Right.
You know, we get that.
But I think it was pretty clear in our conversation with him that he, frankly, wanted the opportunity to atone for that.
Yeah.
And the only time he set foot on the field again was to not block anyone on the hands team. Which was also strange.
You are a jerk, man. God bless you.
I just thought it was funny. That was just a joke.
No wonder you peed in Steno's Cheerios right before Christmas Eve. And you're doing this.
And you think you're the one who had the good holiday spirit.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. He's got a Grinch sweatshirt on today. So
Grateful Dead Oregon sweatshirt. You were there for that game. All right, we need to get to the Green and Gold game preview. I've kept us waiting on that long enough. I want to remind you, speaking of someone who's not the Grinch and does incredible things for the community all the time, that's David Gruber and Gruber Offices. Yes, they've won billions of dollars in cases over the last 40 years, but they also give back to our community in a huge way. You see them at every charity opportunity there is. And he's also there for you if you've been injured in an accident. Make the call. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Offices, one call, that's all. The Green and Gold game preview is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Let's get to it. Time now for the Green and Gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold game preview.
Saturday night on Peacock. Or your local NBC affiliates in Milwaukee and Green
Joe,
Bay.
Joe, what do you got going on Saturday night?
I am going to the game. Which means,
oh, nice.
Which means our basement is empty. Yeah.
All right, leave me the garage code.
Tausch will be watching the game on my TV on Peacock.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do, man. I have to watch it. I mean, it is my job.
Can you go to the game? So, you want to come with?
I can't. We have stuff during the day, so I can't. And I don't want to, if I'm being honest. I'm not that intrigued. As we'll get through this game preview, I don't think this is going to be a good ball game at all. I don't. So I'm not that intrigued, if I'm being honest. But I think we'll continue. No, I'm not going to go to the game.
You could gather around the radio sitting fireside and do it old school.
I could.
Yep. With your little orphan Annie decoder ring. Drink more Ovaltine.
The Green Bay Packers and the Baltimore Ravens on Saturday night. What is the biggest of the storylines to choose from heading into this one, Tausch?
Yeah, this is easy. It's health of quarterbacks. And, you know, what the Packers quarterback situation looks a heck of a lot better than the Baltimore Ravens. Even though they have two Pro Bowlers and we don't have any, I just think that storyline, Lamar Jackson more than likely not playing, and both Packer quarterbacks more than likely will be available to play. And if that is how it shakes out, I think that will be, you know, a huge difference in this game. But that's the storyline for me.
To me, this is about the Packers being the Packers. and getting back on track after a terrible give it away now loss to their arch rivals, where they couldn't recover an onside kick. They went 0-for-5 in the red zone. Their quarterback got knocked out with a concussion. Like, look, the Vikings obviously give KOC this and give Brian Flores his flowers, because that defense is the real deal. They had nothing to play for other than spoiler yesterday on Christmas, and they spoiled big time. But, again, there's dysfunction in Detroit as well. My point is...
No, and I think Detroit gave in, too. I think they knew they weren't getting
it. You think so?
I think there's a part of that, too. Yeah, I do. I think they knew. In their heart of hearts, they knew it was a deuce. They knew it was a deuce.
Bottom line, the Packers will play tomorrow without knowing if the NFC North is still available to them for a title. So they will certainly strive and strain, which is one of the new favorite words at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. They will strain to win. But they need to get right. Right? Like, there's so much went wrong in the final 5 minutes of that loss to the Bears.
Is this a GRG?
Get right game.
Yeah. Are you calling for it?
I am.
Oh, he's GRGing it. Woo. I mean, you don't do that often.
No, I don't. But look to, like, I understand that mathematically the Ravens are still in the hunt.
No, it's
but over. It feels over. And then the Baltimore Sun story and the back contusion knocking their two-time MVP quarterback out. This just feels like a game where the Packers don't play with your food. There's a team that is struggling. Go take care of business. Get right. Get your running back in the mix. Get your quarterback playing well after getting knocked out with a concussion. Get your defense to do some, Python? What is it? Boa constrictor. Whatever snake you prefer. You're at home. It's the last home game of the season. Basically, don't screw this up.
Yeah.
Try to
stay
awake.
What's a bigger game? A get right game or a don't play with your food game?
Ooh.
Like what is on the scale or the tierdom of importance games? Which one qualifies as more important? I would say get right game.
And get right game's more important.
Because don't eat with your food. Don't mess with your food is more of a just don't blank it up.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
And again, had they beaten the Bears and then they played the Ravens and the Ravens
division
are
championship
largely checked out, don't play with your food. Go get her done. As Larry the Cable Guy would say. And I know you love Cable Guy references. Next.
I can't imagine Jason watching a Larry the Cable Guy.
We stumbled into watching Jingle All the Way 2 for a portion of time yesterday. With Larry the Cable Guy.
Is that a Tim Allen movie?
No.
Tim Allen?
No.
Wait, wasn't that Schwarzenegger?
Schwarzenegger was in
they
Jingle All the Way.
Schwarzenegger with Larry the Cable Guy?
The sequel is Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah?
No.
Jingle All the Way 2. 2015 classic.
Wow.
I think sometimes we don't need to jingle all the way.
Which player will most impact the amount of success the Packers have on Saturday night and help the Packers get her done, Tausch?
That's good. That's real good. Christian Watson. I think his, you know, just hopefully his sickness and whatever's been bothering him this week, he's good. I think this will be a game where there's going to be a lot of big plays. He is our big play guy. And I think that's where you kind of get him involved early, get him a couple of big play shots, and that's where you can kind of finish these boys off. Because it feels like to me, this is one of those, you get off to a fast start, this could be one of those Cancun games. You know, not a play with your food game. You could turn this into a Cancun game, which are fun games if you're on the other side of it.
Cancun?
Yeah. Season's over, baby. What are we doing after the season? We go, let's go to Cancun.
Cancun on three.
Yeah.
Okay. We've now had our get right game, our don't play with your food game, and for the Ravens, it's a Cancun game. I'm going to go, speaking of get right games, and again, I say this because I actually would like to see him kind of have his moment where he makes a difference and tilts the field. I'm going to say Rashawn Gary. Like, your defense will be better if your last remaining elite pass rusher, first of all, has a sack after 8 straight games without one, and secondly, has some sort of an impact in the game. I thought, you know, there were some moments in the last 2 weeks where he showed some signs of life, and then there's the one clip where he certainly appears to be jogging after Caleb Williams. So I don't know what's going on with him. He certainly is not a wildy guy where he opens up his, bears his soul and opens up about his frustrations, his hopes and dreams. So I don't know where he's at. All I know is they need more from him. And this would be a great game for him to deliver that. Mm.
Last up in our green and gold game preview, the Packers beat the Ravens and still leave themselves a chance to win the NFC North title if blank. Tausch, how do you fill in the blank?
Yeah, this is get off to a fast start. That's what this game is. And there, I've said many times, there's, you know, it's not that Baltimore can't play in the cold, and I don't even know how cold it's going to be. I think it's still going to be nice until Sunday or Monday. Mm-hmm. So I don't. That's not really the issue. This is, you have, and I don't care how strong your organization is, you have guys that are already probably thinking this isn't our year. And what you want to do in those games is make them believe it. Don't let them hang around. Get out to a 10 or 14 nil game, and all of a sudden you'll have guys looking for the bone broth and looking for the little chicken noodle soup cups and saying, let's get on this bus, get the hell out of here, and then we can start planning our trips. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, people don't want to hear that, and that's not where you want to be as an organization, but there will be some of that vibe if you can get out early on. And that's, I think, key to this game. If you hang, let them hang around and get this into the fourth quarter, everybody's competitive juices are flowing. I think if you can get up 14 or 17 by the mid of the second quarter, I think you'll get the pan, and I don't know, I won't be able to see it because I'm not on Peacock, but you'll see the cameras panning over, and you'll see guys with that look of, once you see that, it's a deuces be.
Per the Weather Channel, the Green Bay, Wisconsin temperature at kickoff at 7-ish p.m., 37 degrees.
Nice.
That's more Cancun style.
Not only that, it actually will get warmer as the game goes on.
All right.
And at 11 o'clock, it's going to be 38 degrees.
Sweet.
Wind southeast at 8 miles per hour.
How does that happen?
That is not my area of expertise. I'm not a meteorologist, nor do I play one on the radio. What I am in charge of is the caller for trivia. Today's category is Finish Those Holiday Lyrics Part 2. I'm proud of you, Jesse. I asked for this. You delivered. Today is, in some ways, the 13th day of Christmas. So caller 13. Caller 13.
That's not how it works.
When do the 12 days of Christmas start?
No, that's not how it works, though. I just want to make sure we're
clear on that. What do you mean?
This isn't. There is no. It's 12, days and that's it.
Right, but we're doing the show when other people are off.
No, I understand.
I thought maybe it would be clever. Why you guys?
It is clever, but not everything clever has to be accurate, though. Just so we're, I just want to make sure we're fact finding.
I think the 12 days of Christmas start on Christmas Eve and go through like January 3rd. However, that math would work out.
You fact check that after you get caller 13, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Caller 13 right now, 844. Yep. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Trivia is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I was in a really good mood. Operative word being was. You know why? Because Jesse's right about the 12 days of Christmas. My day was ruined, Jesse. You're right. I looked it up during the commercial break. Goes through Epiphany. Gifts of the Magi and stuff. So let's play trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in our contestant, who I'm sure also knows this. I didn't. Learn something new every day. It is Steve in Kenosha. Steve, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I was doing better before I got the 12 days of Christmas wrong. Plus, I mean, now my tweet is wrong. Anyway. Mm. Yeah, irritating.
Well, if I can make you feel better, this is my second time playing trivia, and the first time I played was so long ago that one of the answers to the questions was Sammy Watkins. So maybe a Sammy Watkins reference
wow.
will make you feel better.
Wow.
That does boost my mood.
That was
Jason's
mood.
Guy. Jason had him pegged as the guy.
Yeah, I was couldn't have been more wrong. All right, here we go. The category is Finish Those Holiday Lyrics 2, Electric Boogaloo. If you recall, we did this heading into the Christmas break, and now we're back with more. So question number one, Steve, is this. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Now fill in the blank. Is it where the treetops glisten, where the people listen, or where the snakes go hissing? It's a boa constrictor.
I'm going to go with A.
You would be correct. Where the treetops glisten. Yes, one for one. Question two. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye too. Blank. Is it Jerusalem, Bethlehem, or Cedarburg?
Well, I'm gonna eliminate the last one. I'm gonna say Bethlehem.
Bold strategy and correct. Two for two. Here's question number three.
Although I hear Cedarburg looks very nice this time.
It is beautiful. Yeah. I've been through Cedarburg during Christmas time. They do a great job.
Come and adore them.
Nice. That's going to sneak by kind of like Hinky would have, but that was a pretty good line. Question three, Steve, and a chance for a perfect day after Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Blank. Take a look at the fox and hen. Take a look at the 5 and 10. Or take a look at the children's den in Cedarburg.
Take a look at the 5 and 10.
Take a look at the 5 and 10.
Gosh. This another stark reminder how bad I am at this.
What would you have gone today?
I'm so bad. I don't know, but if I was hitting 1 out of 3, I'd have been happier than a clam. That I know.
Well, you wouldn't have said oh, come ye to Cedarburg.
No, I would not.
He might have.
But, again, you never know, because Cedarburg is nice this time of year.
It is beautiful this time of year. Steve, Sammy Watkins is proud of you. You're 3 for 3. That means you've got 4 entries into the drawing later in the show. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, and I would have said Muskego if that was one of the
sure,
choices.
Yeah.
Because that's the best place to go.
Give him an extra entry.
Wow. Now you've really accomplished something. Thanks, buddy. That is Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs and by Iron Jock. Our weekend preview kicks off the 10 o'clock hour, and it kicks it off in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.